you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Join us for Turtle Bay's most delicious event ever, Chocolate After Dark. On February 4th, you'll enjoy an evening of unique chocolate delicacies, distinctive wine and beverage tastings, and an exclusive preview of our newest exhibition, Peanuts Naturally. At just $35 per person with limited tickets available, this fabulous event is sure to sell out. So don't wait. Get your tickets today. This is a 21 and over event only. Buy your tickets at Turtle Bay or at turtlebay.org now. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jeffersonians! It is Sunday again, which means you get to listen to the best show on the air, and then the second best show, which comes up next.
Yeah, Cyber Minds will be on right after this.
Yeah.
So.
And it's 2000 and... what year is it? It's a new year, right? It's 2016?
It is. Somehow, it has managed to become 2016. I don't know what happened from, like, October 2013 to now.
September it's 2013
yeah.
Until now.
It's there somewhere, but I just...
I'll say it's officially like 2.5 years.
I hope somebody took a lot of pictures so I can go back and remember.
It's like, oh, that's me. I look really tired.
Yeah.
I don't remember that happening.
Oh, so... But yeah, here we are into a new year, and it's going to be a good and exciting year for Jefferson. It's going to be a new and exciting year for... a lot of things. I think it's going to be a watershed year in a lot of different ways for a lot of different things.
Well, presidential elections, governor elections. I mean, everything's going on this year, so it'll be spicy. Another spicy year.
Yes, it will. And it's starting out with a bang for us.
Yeah.
You know, January 6th is Declaration Day. County after county has, by hook or by crook, found their way to a declaration for the state of Jefferson.
15 counties.
That is.
Going on Wednesday.
And more that are well within the process and are working. You know, so you take those 15 counties with the 6 that are already in, and you got 21.
You've got a state.
You do.
You got a big state.
You got a good size. You got something roughly the size of Kentucky.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So, and about 1.5 million citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And the ability to self-sustain from day one.
I like the idea of thriving business.
I like that idea, too.
That sounds really cool. You don't really hear that in California, you know?
No, no.
And the only thriving business in California is government, and thriving isn't the word I would use for it.
Well, that's, you know, it's interesting. One of the things that we heard out of one of the county is, well, you guys mean to reduce the size of the government. How do we get jobs if the government's not around to hire people? How do you respond to that without having to, like, sit someone down in a classroom and go, okay.
This is economics.
In the beginning.
What's economics? Yeah. Adam Smith.
Yeah. It's...
Oh. Well, that's up there with the, you know, why do we need to watch out for our ranchers and farmers? Can't they go to the grocery store like the rest of us?
Yeah. That'll always be towards the top of the list.
Sometimes there are just no words. You just get that look on your face.
Yeah. It certainly is. I'm doing a check here real quick to see what we got left for bus seats from Mike and Patty. I think we're pretty much full, but let me see.
And again, January. It is January. January 6th, that's this Wednesday. Declaration Day, Sacramento, starts at 10 o'clock on the West Lawn.
It will be historical. And to answer your question, Jimmy, yes, I'm well aware of the situation in Oregon.
We'll be discussing
we'll
that.
We'll be talking about that a little bit here and a lot on Sovereign Minds. Some of the things that are going on up there, because there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
So,
and then there's a fun fact for today.
Oh,
we had one of our listeners email us on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Bradford emailed us. Apparently, Timbuktu is also located in the state of Jefferson.
That's true.
It's in Yuba County.
We do have Timbuktu.
So you don't have to go to Africa to go to Timbuktu. You can stay right here in Jefferson. There is a Timbuktu in Yuba County. Thank you, Mr. Bradford.
Maybe that's where we ought to do the capital.
That would be awesome. That way you say you got to go to Timbuktu to go
talk. I could go down to Timbuktu.
I like that. Yeah. I really, really do.
All right. There you go.
So where do your politicians meet? Timbuktu.
Yeah.
Really?
We keep them in Timbuktu.
Yeah, we send them as far away as we can.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it is. It's kind of a fun day here at the show for us. You know, it's been a long haul in the drive through the holidays. A lot of people have been beat like a rented mule trying to get this into under the deadline for a lot of things. They've pulled off some amazing things, amazing people that have done some amazing work.
Yeah.
And it's definitely good stuff, and happy to see there. And so a little bit of a breather to rest on their laurels for 72 hours or so, and then get right back at it in Sacramento.
Yeah. And with that, we have Patty on the phone.
All right. Fantastic.
Good morning, Patty. How are you today? Oh. Oh, no.
Okay, still here.
Okay, there's Patty. There you are.
Yeah.
It's January.
Yes, it is. And it's not even Monday.
That's true.
Not yet. So you had an update on the buses, Patty?
Yes, I do. I had been holding one seat on Reading, and the payment didn't come through, so I've opened that seat up on the Reading bus.
Okay.
And I have four seats available on the Red Bluff Corning Williams bus.
Okay.
If you want it, you better let me know soon. I talked to somebody from Trinity Center last night, and they might come down, but they're, you know, it's supposed to snow, so they don't know if they will or not. It is supposed to be raining down there Wednesday, so bring umbrellas and raincoats.
And non-slip shoes.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
With the marble and everything.
If you're riding the bus, please bring a sack lunch. I would suggest just taking flags off the flagpoles, and you can use two people to hold them up. We want American flags and SOJ flags.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the little flags on the stick, you can't take them inside the Capitol, and we will want people to go inside and lobby, but you don't have to. Bring lawn chairs if you want, and they could be stowed underneath the bus.
Okay.
Am I missing anything?
Your phone number, so they can contact you for those bus seats.
Thank you. 530 833-0265. And the one bus seat that is open on the Reading bus is $34. The other bus seats are $27. And the difference in the cost is because of where the bus originates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, going to Reading, it cost them more, so those seats were more expensive.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you say that phone number one more time for everybody?
530-833-0265.
All right.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Thank you so much,
Thank
Patty.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. See you Wednesday.
See you Wednesday. Well,
see me Wednesday.
You'll see Red Wednesday.
That's
I know.
Right.
you guys get stuck with the bear and no mouse.
That's all right. We'll make do.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Bye, guys.
Thanks. And with that, we probably better slip off to our
Perfect,
our
I
first
mean.
Break. And
yeah.
If it's raining, I'm going to bring myself a water barrel so I can collect water on the Capitol steps and break the law.
Leave it to the bear.
Yeah.
We'll be back in just a few minutes. Feel free to call in at any time during the show, 605-4567, or hang out in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
That California was never supposed to be just one state. Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
The holidays are on us at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. Treat yourself to a 2015 Optima, 2016 Forte, 2016 Sportage, 2016 Sorento, or a 2016 Soul, and Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. Plus, when the holidays are on us, your first payment won't be due until spring. That's 5 months. What will you do with all that extra money during the holidays? This is the best sale we've had all year at Redding Kia. Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you, and you don't have to make a payment until next spring. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and enjoy your holidays. Plus, tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. On approval of credit, must finance through Kia Motors Finance. Subject to prior sale ends 1/4/16. The holidays are on us. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Redding. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Redding can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Mark your calendars for the wedding show event of the year. January 17th, it's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, calling all brides, grooms, and families. Join us at Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3 p.m., where you can see over 100 vendors and a special live fashion show with tons of giveaways, including a free honeymoon trip. Make it a day to remember at the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. That's Simpson University, January 17th from 11 to 3. See you there.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. There is Declaration Day on Wednesday. Wednesday, down in Sacramento, 10 o'clock, West Lawn. There is one seat from Reading, okay?
And then four from Red Bluff, Corning, Williams Bus.
Yes. So you need to call Patty Smith, because this is your last chance.
Well, yeah, and it's going to be a fantastic time. We've got people coming from the coastal counties. We've got people coming from the Eastern Slope. The Southern Slope guys, Calaveras, Amador, I understand they're sending a couple busloads full of people.
Mm-hmm. And there's individual cars going too, I know of.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's convoys. I've heard of a couple of motorcycle rides that are headed in. Several different convoys that I've heard of that are going from different directions and good times, and it ought to be interesting. I'm really kind of curious to see the reception that we get this time around.
Yeah.
To see what it was compared to, what, a year ago? A little over a year ago?
Yeah, about a year ago, I think it was. Yeah. So you need to call Patty, 833-0265. Again, 833-0265.
Mm-hmm. And we will have, 15 new county declarations going into the Secretary of State and the State Parliamentarian and the Senate Pro Tem. And, in a lot of ways, effectively, that'll be calling the question. I mean, Here's 21 counties that
it's
are...
a third of your state.
Yeah, that is redressing your government for grievance. What is your response?
Mm-hmm.
What is your reply? Are they going to ignore us? Are they going mm-hmm. to tell us, forget it? Are they going to,
are they going to try and play a little bit of ball? Who knows what's going to happen, especially with the Supreme Court taking up Abbott versus Texas.
Well, I think that's got them very twitchy.
Uh-huh.
And
they'll be watching that closely.
We do know that some of the higher powers that be down there have started to look at this thing and what it could potentially turn into.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's kind of made them a little shaky because it could change a lot of things depending on how they respond.
Yeah.
If they refuse to acknowledge the state of Jefferson and their grievances and these county grievances, you violated the First Amendment and you've opened the door for a constitutional case.
Yeah.
There's so many different facets and different ways that this thing could go. It really is up to the legislature in a way, which way that is going to go. But mm-hmm. for a large part, I don't want to say the hard part's done, but the beginning is done. The question's getting called. There's no way that the question won't be called at this point.
And that's where the 51sters, our phone calls that we're doing every day, mm-hmm. are really important. So if you have not looked into that is at soj51.net. Click on the little button at the top of the screen called 51sters and make 3 calls a day. It takes a minute and a half.
They're giving away a free gun. Nobody wants a free gun.
Oh yeah. And the clincher, if you do it every day and you put your email address in every day, you may be drawn in the raffle. Is it a raffle or is it a drawing?
Yeah, it's a waste of time. What's 3 phone calls a day for Liberty and a free gun?
I mean, that's 30 minutes a month. 30 to 45 minutes a month, depending.
Yeah,
and
that's
you could get like an AR-15 or a handgun.
Crazy talk.
I mean, who would want to do that?
Nobody wants to do that. Just make you radical anyways.
Yeah.
You know,
but definitely actually look into it. That's the 51sters at soj51.net.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and we do have a call.
Oh.
We do. Gary Hallahan. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning and happy new year to you both, and thanks again for all the work on the first stage. Now we have two more stages to go.
Yes, we do.
Reason I called and wanted to share a little humor, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you've heard worse, and I think you ought to write a book on weird things that people say, you know, what I'm talking about. Why can't the farmers be like the rest of us and go to Safeway and buy their groceries?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of thing. Anyway, yesterday on the Pete Peters show, fella called in, just sounded very knowledgeable until he opened his mouth. And I'd not heard this one, but anyway, he says, don't get me wrong, I'm for this, and then he starts pouring forth the negatives. And when somebody does that, at least it's been my experience, you know that the person is against the state of Jefferson when they say this. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this fellow said, why did we name the state after Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederacy?
Oh, good Lord.
I thought, a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing.
Yes.
And then he progressed to go on with most of this info, how this was going to come to be, and it wouldn't come to be because too many people had to vote on it, the governor and the president of the United States. So he had no clue what was going on. Now, how long have we had the information out, I mean, a good amount of information with how this would work. It's been, what, at least a year and a half.
Oh, more than that. Oh, Article 4, Section 3 was written in 1770 or 1787.
I think
so it's been around for a little while.
I think at this point, if people don't understand at least the fundamentals of the argument that
right.
we're making,
yeah.
it's intentional.
Well,
they're purposely obtuse.
Yes, I agree. And I did not hear directly, and maybe you did, Thursday on Trish Clark's show, one of the the Anderson councilman
mm-hmm.
just was saying it just wouldn't work financially. And I think it's the one who is against it because he has bigger fish to fry. He wants to join Modi in Sacramento.
Hmm.
And I think that you know, like you say, some people do not want to understand because they have their mind made up it won't work.
Yeah.
And they don't want it to work because they have no idea of freedom or concept of liberty and freedom. But anyway, fortunately, 21 counties do. So anyway, thank you very much. Happy New Year, and we'll have a fine trip on Wednesday. Thank
awesome.
You. Bye.
Absolutely. Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, I have heard the theory that the state of Jefferson was named after Jefferson Davis, but it would be the state of Davis because it's very impolite to call somebody by their first name when you don't know them personally.
Yeah.
Just saying.
That would kind of be like calling it the state of Bob.
Or, like, if we want to name after
What's
Washington. I like the state of Bob.
I do.
We could be
Bob
Bobbies.
Too. Where do you live, Bob? Where do you work? Timbuktu, Bob.
So you're a Bobby, then. Yes.
But, you know, I think Gary really kind of nails it on the head. There are some people that are terrified of liberty and freedom and what it looks like.
Yeah.
And there are some people who have absolutely feathered their nest at our expense. They don't care what causes us harm because they're helping themselves.
And they're usually insulated from what the harm is.
Yeah, they're insulated from the harm, and they're helping themselves to second helpings of our corpse.
Yeah.
So I think Gary kind of nailed that on the head, and with that, we better...
We do have another break. Today's flying.
It is.
We haven't even gotten to Oregon yet.
Oh, I know. I'm kind of not looking forward to the conversation, really.
Yeah, it'll take away the fun.
Yeah.
But you know what is fun? Declaration Day on Wednesday.
It is.
Do you like that?
15 new counties.
15 new counties going in. There are there is one seat on the bus for Reading, 4 for Red Bluff, Corning, Williams. You need to call Patty. These are going to go real fast, 833-0265. And if you want to call into the show today, feel free, 605-4567. Hang out our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, the truth, well, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. But before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The trade school at the Shasta Builders Exchange in Reading is nationally recognized and provides the training and education that will prepare you for a career in the construction trades. According to the California Employment Development Department, job growth of carpenters is projected to grow 30% and plumbers 24% from now to 2022, much faster than the average for all occupations, creating more than 5,000 jobs a year over the next 5 years. Will you be one of them? The trade school now offers both carpentry and plumbing training programs, each accredited by the National Center for Construction Education and Research. The carpentry and plumbing programs are both accepting applications. These programs offer evening courses to allow you to work during the day in your field of study. Graduates finish at the journeyman level. All enrollments are on a first-come, first-served basis. Classes are filling quickly. Deadline for spring registration is January 15th.
To thank them for their service, veterans receive a discount on tuition. Call Shasta Builders Exchange today.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot, Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Well, we're moving on now, moving on.
Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying, or just
to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big league. It's our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So we're moving on up.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. Any questions or comments throughout the rest of the show, please feel free to call in 605-4567. Hang out in our chat room, kcnr1460.com. We do want to remind you that on Wednesday, 3 days from now, we'll be down in Sacramento. Declaration Day, everybody. Starts at 10 a.m. on the West Lawn. There is still one seat available on the bus for Reading and four seats available, Red Bluff, Williams, and Corning. You'll need to call Patty Smith in order to get your seats there. Her phone number is 833-0265. I think that's everything that's going on just this week. I think.
Well, there's the Anderson vote. It's pretty quiet for a lot of different things that are going on because of Declaration Day coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll be putting in 15 declarations on Wednesday, bringing our total all the way up to 21 counties. That's a third of the state of California, making us about the size of Kentucky. So kind of hard to ignore that kind of landmass, over a million people involved.
Well, at the end of the day, as we've always said, we're not asking permission here.
No.
We're not. So people need to remember that. So, it's amazing to look back at the work that's been done over the last couple of years and know that it's coming to a fruition. There's a little bit of a sense of relief. There's a little bit of a kind of a deep breath and going,
for everybody but Mark Barrett, it appears. He was on Freedom in Action yesterday. So if you listen to 1400, he was on Freedom in Action with Pete Peters. So you can go back and you can listen to that. I believe it was about 8 o'clock that he got on with Pete, from 8 to 9, and he'll be on Sovereign Minds today, if I heard that correctly. So if you tune into the next show, it's directly following ours. You'll be able to hear him and all the things that are going on with Oregon and all that. So,
and he'll actually be on Sovereign Minds at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Okay.
We'll be going from Mark Baird and discussing State of Jefferson to going on to the Hammond Ranch and some of the things that are going on up there.
And if you're not aware of that, that's a pretty interesting situation that's developed.
Yeah. It's nasty about six different ways now.
Yeah.
And it's really a good idea to kind of get yourself educated on what's really going on up there in Oregon.
Yeah.
And why.
Because they can do it there.
The different things that have gone on since then. And for those that don't know, there is currently a armed citizen occupation of a federal building in eastern Oregon, and we'll be diving into some of that and what's really going on and why.
Yeah. So. Do we want to go ahead and pull our caller up?
Sure, absolutely.
All right. Good morning, Andrew. How are you today?
Oh, fine. Thank you. Hey, listen, since we all kind of believe in the Constitution and inalienable rights to protect ourselves, all right, we're going on the bus ride. Do we have a place to check our weapons before we go into the hallowed halls of government, because we certainly know even stabbing instruments would not be allowed. I'm certain of that. So are there provisions made for that?
There will be people that will be remaining outside to deal with things of that nature.
But if I don't go around, how shall I say, helpless. But if I want to go inside, magnetometers won't allow us to do so.
We'll have to defrock ourselves,
if you will.
Yeah, I would say it depends on what you have. If you have a concealed carry permit, anybody out there who has one of those, you can't leave the weapon, obviously, with anybody else because they're not permitted to have that.
Right.
So if you take that with you, you cannot go into the building. You cannot leave the weapon with anybody. If you have a knife or something, as long as it's legal to carry, you can leave that with anybody. But you just can't take it inside,
Okay, it was just observation. We're going to the den. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they won't let you take those little, those tiny little flags with the straws because the straws are dangerous.
But they let
you have your keys. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, or a pen.
How about nail clippers?
Nail clippers.
Anyway.
think it through.
I've always wondered, what are you going to do with a set of nail clippers? I mean, obviously, there's...
be a manicurist without a license. Come on.
Going right at the jugular with those things.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Well, Yeah, some of the nonsensical things, you know.
Yeah.
And it's people started viewing some of the new laws that California has passed, some of the goodies that are going to effect, you know, welcome the vaccine law.
Yep.
Welcome the fact that anybody that wants can now go down to the courthouse and report you as a danger to get a restraining order and have your weapons seized.
For, what, 21 days while they evaluate whether or not you should be able to have your weapons
seized?
Well,
I'll actually be there 8 o'clock Monday morning reporting every single person from a federal agency as a danger that I can think of. So that their weapons can be seized.
Are you serious? Are you doing that?
Hmm?
You little stinker.
I can do that, right?
I'm not going to chastise you, but you're a little stinker.
Why can't I do that? I believe them to be a danger.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, they might shoot somebody.
That's what the gun's for, huh?
Exactly.
No, the irony of that is I was out and about in town, sitting at the Mickey D's over on Cypress, and some punks decided to start a fight in there, and they actually shoved the manager, and then they went outside, the police were called and everything else, and I'm sitting there and I'm going, yeah, this is a great reason to get rid of, you know, all of your law-abiding citizens being able to carry guns. Wonderful reason. You know, I'm in there trying to give my kid a McFlurry on New Year's.
Well, and to be honest, the way that things are going and progressing in our nation, you know, under the current regime, we are the unsafest that we have ever been in America.
And we're still trying to disarm the people who want to protect themselves.
Yeah.
Not go out and commit crimes and rob banks. I mean, we're talking about people who just want to be safe in their own homes or at a restaurant or in their car.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're talking about increased crime rates.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about, you know, with the depressed economy, people that are in more desperate measures. You're talking about the idea of terrorism. You're talking about the idea of government terrorism against its own people. There's been instances of that. You know, so I don't know how anybody could logically make the case for disarmament at this point for any kind
of... But it works in Chicago.
No, it doesn't.
Let's see, how many people are killed over the weekend?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the stats yet.
Yeah, so, and just the ridiculousness of the state of California and the nanny state and how they seem to think that they can legislate everything into its proper place and its proper way into its proper form. I mean, at what point do you remember that there's people involved?
Yeah.
You know, people that have divergent needs and divergent ways of doing things. And mm-hmm. I just...
And that's where the state of Jefferson comes in. I mean, we're not saying, yeah, anybody can go out and buy a rocket launcher or a tank and drive it down Main Street. I mean, you know, you should be able to get a permit probably, but...
That's what I'll argue for.
you want to drive a tank?
Well,
I think they have a weight limit on certain roads, though, so you might have a problem with that. Would you have to stop at those truck stops? Would we have tank stops?
Maybe.
In your Jefferson?
I don't know. There's other places that you could... Because the way that I read the Second Amendment, it's very clear why the Second Amendment exists.
No.
And it says that I have a right to bear arms, and that my right to bear arms shall not be infringed,
mm-hmm.
and that I have a right to bear arms that shall not be infringed, because the state needs to protect itself, and to protect itself it has to have a standing army, and that mm-hmm. being the case, my right to bear arms shall never be infringed, so that I can maintain the security of the free state.
Yeah.
And when you go back to the Webster's Dictionary of the term arms, it says munitions and weapons of war, including up to artillery.
Who was the Japanese general who said that he would never invade America because there's a gun behind every blade of grass?
Supposedly that was attributed to Yamamoto, but nobody's really sure that...
If it really was or
if
not.
If he really said that or not.
Okay.
He is the one that said when they bombed Pearl Harbor, they were awakening a sleeping giant.
Yeah, and oh man, did they realize that one. And I think that's a lot of the American people, honestly. Like, people will be pushed and pushed and pushed. But when you hit that line... You don't mess with America anymore. There's a point where when Americans really, really get fed up, they win.
Yeah, but my question is where is that line? Do we still have it? You know, where is that threshold for Americans? Because there's some of the things that I can't believe we've been pushed this far.
I agree.
How has it gotten this bad?
How have we allowed it to get this bad? How have we just sat back and gone, oh, well, it's not that bad yet?
Yeah, it is that bad, and it's getting worse. And that's some of what we'll be discussing during the next show and things that are going on. But again, we don't want to be downers today. It's an exciting time.
January. It's the new year. We can change things.
There is a ton of work and good effort of people that have done and brought it to fruition. It is time to kind of sit back and enjoy your cups a little bit and catch your breath because
until Wednesday. Yeah. And then we're kicking off again.
We're going to get right back into it.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun to watch just the paperwork for 15 counties going upstairs to the state, Secretary of State's office.
Mark's feet are going to be hurting. Oh, my gosh. I remember when we put in 3 or 4 counties back in 14, 13.
Yeah.
And just standing there, it was like, okay, I feel like I'm at the DMV.
It is the state secretary's office, too, is the weirdest kind of feeling.
It is. And like, that, nobody talks, and we just kind of all look at each other awkward.
And that machine that they have. It's an effigy of a king with his chin on his hands, and you turn his crown, and that actually stamps and makes the official seal for paperwork for the Secretary of State. It's right out there in the lobby. It's kind of creepy.
And if you haven't seen it, you know, just ask somebody who's been in there and we'll be able to point it out to you.
If you've never seen it, go over there Wednesday. It's right down the street from the Capitol. There'll be the paperwork getting submitted at the Secretary of State. And look at that thing and then kind of contemplate and go, this is what California uses to certify every official document. What does that say about the state of California?
Yeah, what happened to the little stamper? Why not just...
No, it's like a massive table, and it's weird. It's creepy. That's all it is.
It's creepy. We do have to roll off to our next break, so we're going to run out real quick. Again, if you want seats on the bus, there's only 5 left between the 4 locations. Call Patty, 833-0265. If you have any questions or comments, call us here, 605-4567. Hang out in chat room, kcnr1460.com.
There's a storm on the horizon, and my adrenaline's running wild, but I got my brother standing next to me. So praise the Lord and pass the ammo, stars, stripes, and camo. There's a price to be paid to stay free.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same. As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know of all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world to its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Beat it up an ox. Speed front. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High fire and a fire. Representative engaged in the government for hire and a combat site. Net to us are coming in a hurry with the fury breathing down your neck. Keep my team reporters.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. Well, Sovereign Minds will be very interesting over the next couple hours. Y'all have to listen. My brain just exploded within my head.
Yeah.
I'm not even
that's
kidding.
That's a good place for your brain to explode, I must
say. It is. At least it's all contained, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll piece itself back together so I can listen later this evening. Oh, my gosh. What a mess that Oregon situation is. So they'll be talking about that. Mark Baird will be on at 9.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely hold over. Listen to what Mark has to say. Declaration Day is on Wednesday. There's one seat from Redding, three from Red Bluff, Corning, Williams. Call Patty, 833-0265.
Yeah, come down and be a part of history.
Meet, it's so much fun.
It really is a good time.
It is.
You know, and you meet some fantastic people.
Mm-hmm.
You meet some interesting people. You know, like I've said before, it's always neat to see these Facebook friends, people that have gotten together from the different counties on Facebook, kind of gotten to know each other that way,
mm-hmm.
actually meet in person.
Yeah.
You know, and then to see everybody afterwards, you know, there'll be groups all over Sacramento sitting down having lunch. And,
yep, and it's just so nice to see those green and yellow shirts.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. I mean, it gets flooded. Bring an umbrella. It is supposed to rain a bit. Non-slick shoes. Mm-hmm. Marble gets very slippery when wet.
Yeah, we are checking to see what qualifies as a water-catching device.
Yes.
To make sure that, your Dixie cup doesn't get you arrested for...
Yep.
Illegally sequestering the waters of the United States of America by collecting rain.
Oh, my gosh. The Bear will be down there, so will Terry and Wynn. Everybody from the other counties, Mark Baird, will be down there. So it'll be a great time. I won't be down there. I will actually probably, here in a couple of weeks, be taking a few months off radio, just so y'all know. I'll be sleep-deprived and exhausted for the next few months. So.
Yeah.
Will you at least call us and give us progress reports on the new one?
On the new one?
Yeah.
Yes, I can
yeah.
do that. Yes. Isaac slept through the night for 3 hours. Yay! Robert knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. That I do. Damn.
It's like, I got a shower today. I'm so excited.
Well, with any luck, Jefferson will be the same way. Jefferson slept through the night for the first time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, man. But, yeah, so it'll be a very busy year. It's an election year. So much going on. And Jefferson's just going to, this isn't, all the hard work isn't just done. You know, there's still more to do. So even though we're going to have 21 declarations in on Wednesday,
it's
still
a
fight. So go to SOJ51.net, look at the 51sters page, sign up, log in, make the phone calls. It's about 30 to 45 minutes a month.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't even get GEICO twice, but you can get a new state.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is absolutely
that.
True. And, like I said, who wants a new gun anyways?
Right. Right. Yeah. So you have to look it up now. But we do have a caller. We'll go ahead and pull you on. Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
Doing just fine, Kayla.
Good.
You know who this is.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. How you been feeling?
Doing pretty good. Tired.
Yeah. That stuff does wear you out, doesn't it?
Yep.
So much fun in the beginning and so hard later on.
You feel okay this morning there, Bob.
Hey, you know, something I thought of and I think ought to be brought up today before you finish is how much money is California spending to stop the state of Jefferson and the tax money that they're using if we're such dummies. And we don't know what we're doing. And we are better off in California, according to California. I think that ought to be brought up more and more because people ought to understand where their money's going for frivolous things that just, you know, if we don't mean anything, why are they spending all this?
Well, that's one of the funny things is we always get challenged on the viability for the state of Jefferson. The viability for the state of Jefferson. And we get into the numbers, and then they say, oh, well, California's numbers don't say that. And we say, yeah, we know California's numbers don't say that.
Because they have two
books. Let's look at both of them side by side. We have a better idea. Let's sit down with California and do an audit. And then all of a sudden it goes silent and the room's empty.
Yeah,
and everybody's gone.
Yeah, and all the people that wanted to talk about money and finances are in hiding somewhere in a third world country with a non-extradition treaty. It's hilarious. You know, California doesn't want to open their books and their expenses because they know that they're lying. They know that they're hiding it.
Yeah, the idea of the Transparency Act is great in theory, but it doesn't exactly work the way that it should all the time.
No.
Well, it's the thing is, okay, not only are they spending a ton of money to fight Jefferson, and they bought these people these new vans and everything to come up here and explain to the people that this is not the thing to do, but they are running CalPERS and CalSTRS broke for a train that's going, a high-speed train that goes nowhere.
Yeah,
it goes from nowhere to nowhere.
Yep.
You know, and they're already almost $1 billion in the hole, and they haven't even put a shovel in the ground.
Well, that's because it's a shovel-ready job.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a shovel. I didn't know that it was a shovel-ready job.
Do you know that the first money for the high-speed rail, a $500 million bond was put up by a guy named Sasakawa out of Japan owns Mitsubishi back in 1976. That's how long that this train has been sucking money down.
It sounds like the Sykes Reservoir.
Yeah, that's been around since Eisenhower.
Yeah.
Sucking down money.
Yeah.
You know, there's been all of this money collected and bonded and issued. How much construction's going on either one of those projects?
Nothing.
I believe
but
they
the
call
thing
that
is,
a scam.
From what I understand, is they want to take out 300 very good farms that produce food and crop and things that people need to survive, and they want to take this out.
Well, that's okay, Bob, because they can go to the grocery store just like the rest of us.
Oh, I didn't know this stuff grew in a grocery store.
Yes.
Oh, they just, thanks for telling me, folks.
They keep it in the back.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, thank you so much for cluing me in.
Well, you'll have to think about that until next week, because we're down to our last minute. Thank you for calling, Bob. Right.
Good luck. Have a good year.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Again, there is one seat on the bus down for Decoration Day this Wednesday from Reading, 3 from Red Bluff, Corny, and Williams. Call Patty Smith, 833-0265. It's going to be a great day. You don't want to miss it. You really don't. So.
Absolutely.
And then Mark will be on Sovereign Minds at 9, and they'll be talking about what's going on in Oregon. I know we've mentioned that several times, so I know your ears are just totally up and ready to listen to all that. And I think that's about
it. That's about
it
for us. And, you know, when you hear us from us again, it'll be on the other side of Declaration Day.
It will.
We will have a ton to report. Hope you guys are enjoying kind of your little holiday blow. And it ain't going to last, so enjoy it now.
Yep, and it's time to make the state of Jefferson yours, Jeffersonian.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
This is the hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Just 3 days after ascending to record levels and forcing hundreds of people from their homes, the Merrimack River in suburban St. Louis is back below flood stage in two hard-hit towns. The North National Weather Service says the river is now well below flood stage in Pacific and Eureka, and just 4 feet above flood stage in Valley Park. Frank Blakemore with the Alexander County, Illinois Emergency Management Board says floodwater overran the Lenton Small Levee system in southern Illinois.
It started overtopping even where they built up the levees at, and it just eventually eroded away the levee, and like I said, we got 5 breaches in it right now.
Meanwhile, a water plant in High Ridge, Missouri that was shut down by flooding is working again. President Obama plans to meet tomorrow with Attorney General Loretta Lynch to discuss what actions he can take to reduce gun violence. He's expected to use executive action to strengthen background checks required for gun purchases. GOP presidential